So you're into ASMR now. Are you gonna get weird?
No, I'm not into it. Crystals? I feel like an anthropologist when I
digging
discover
up crystals. That's what I said. You're gonna get into crystals and you're gonna get all weird.
I scrolled past so many interesting ones. I found ASMR, you're at the dentist, but they're not being mean to you about the fact that you
have those
floss.
Are the best ones and like, ever. I'm not even joking. There's one which is Funky Kong calms you down from a panic attack in a club bathroom.
And it's the
funniest shit I've ever seen.
Amazing. And then I found one last night that was like the aliens abducted you and they're doing weird tests. And the girl was in full alien cosplay and speaking Simlish. Best. This is the weirdest fucking shit ever. And I'm obsessed with it.
No, I love that shit. Do you have a cold open that you want to do today?
Besides talking about...
Oh my God, I hate you so much. I am going to be the reason you die.
I'm gonna take your
life, and I'm not even going to talk about it with anyone. Well,
you're not going to admit that you murdered me, except for on the podcast.
I'm never going to talk about you again. I'm going to have you die, and I'm just going to be. I'll be fine with
that. That's not true. God, you're going to confess immediately.
I'm not even going to give myself clout for your death. Like, I won't care. Like, it'll be such like I stepped on an ant today.
That's how everyone will know it's you. Is if you...
Because I don't talk
about
it. Is if
you don't use my death for clout. Fuck, how are we feeling? How are we doing?
I'm feeling grand.
Good.
Do you mean full recording? Do you mean for... Dragon Age Inquisition.
You don't have to answer that question too hastily. I don't want you to jump the gun on this. We're only in the prologue. That's a bit much here. How are you doing in general?
In general, I'm doing fine. I had a haircut, as you can see.
I see that. Looking very good.
Shorter. Wow. The pause between looking very good was audible and infinite, actually.
It wasn't remotely intentional.
I know. I was just
like debating what word to use.
I didn't go with a mullet.
I know. We don't have to talk about that, though. How everyone turned against me to now it'll be ages before the possibility of a mullet even comes back into play and I can start my manipulation again.
Yeah. I don't find your sources reliable is the thing.
My sources was just me. It was just me saying I like it.
That is the sentence that I said. I don't find you reliable. Taking a picture because somebody just asked her about how my hair cut.
That's disgusting. How dare you? Do you know how many hours a day I spend looking at you? I should be the one.
Yeah, and you want it to be funny.
I want it to be good.
You want me to look like a dumb boy.
Why would I want that? Why would I want that?
Because you're always trying to sabotage me at every second.
This is blatantly... untrue. I do nothing but try to make you win all the time. Tell me when I've sabotaged you.
Sorry. Okay, let me think.
You have nothing right now. You've bit yourself into a corner. I'm the most supportive person you know. I am so in your corner.
I know. It's hard. The thing is like, I have to justify this hatred I have for you somehow. It's hard when you support me all the time.
You can draw from so many things as inspiration. I'm a very poor dresser. You can really get me there.
No, I want it to be something you don't have control over, like a personality trait that I hate. Hi, my name's Robin. I've completed 2 Dragon Age games. Yeah, we're still recording. I forgot that we were recording, and I thought we were just hanging out, and it's upsetting to me.
My name is Dylan. I've played a million Dragon games, Dragon Age games, a million
Dragon
times.
Games,
Dragon
games.
Games. We're shortening it.
And this is Darkspawn. We are playing Dragon Age Inquisition.
We just started.
Most Best recent, day. As of recording, entry in the Dragon Age franchise. I would say the outside in from outside of the Dragon Age community, I believe most beloved.
I think most beloved is certainly Origins, but most like, but probably like most played is this one. I think sure, Origins sure. definitely has that like sterling reputation that
it does, and it yeah. still does in my heart, mind, body, soul.
Yeah, of course.
I love Origins still mm-hmm. to this day. However, comma.
Yeah.
I'm having a pretty good time with Inquisition so far.
Fuck
I like
yeah,
it a lot.
Baby.
Yeah, baby.
Fuck yeah. So, you want to tell me about your Inquisitor?
So, game starts menu. Templars, mages marching toward a large keep in yep. the mountains. You click start new game. The keep explodes in one yeah. of the best menus to video game
ever
things in existence.
And that is, this is like what Dragon Age 2 has been setting us up for. The entire game is setting us up that the mages and the Templars, the tensions are growing over this span of 10 years, so much so that it's coming. And like, we're seeing it in one city in Kirkwall, but we're hearing about the fact that it's happening everywhere. It's going to lead to chaos and yeah. and nonsense. And so we see this menu screen of like the Templars and the mages all headed to a chantry somewhere to meet each other. This is like a, you know, this is like a big deal. And then we don't even see it. We just see that it all explodes.
It explodes. Yeah. All at once. In again, mm-hmm. it's very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Really great opening.
It's awesome.
Then you've been chased by spiders. Oh, I know. Before this, then you make your Inquisitor afterwards. It explodes and then you immediately make your Inquisitor.
It explodes and we see like a kind of swirling like void of a place and your character is on the ground. All they look like is yeah. the vague outline of what like race you've chosen. And that's it. And then they stand up and you are in the character creator.
Yeah.
And then you make your character. And then the intro to this is, again, so epic.
Yeah, it's very big. It's a final mission of an opening. However, yeah. first, before we talk about the events.
Yeah.
Our Inquisitors.
Yeah.
You asked me, but I'm going to bounce it back to you.
Are you sure? Because I pulled a Robin.
Did you do every single opening?
I didn't, but I did make two. I made two Inquisitors, and I played them both for a good while before I decided, because both are very good. And the one that I'm not using for this, I'm using for something else because I like them so much.
Strange, weird sentence. Exciting. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about the one that I decided not to keep first.
Okay.
Because the one that I decided not to keep is Quentin Llewellyn. And
fascinating.
Yeah.
Is that just a coincidental name?
No, named after a like a person who is like supposed to be second to their clan, but went off and joined the Circle Towers and tried to save the world. Although they did not become the warden in my universe, I mm-hmm. still imagine that Quentin probably joined up with the final battle somehow.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
something. And this Llewellyn that I made was named for Quentin. and was kind of tasked with was a mage. So both of the characters I made were mages. One was Quentin Llewellyn. And was planning to continue in like Quentin's journey to like proving to the human folk that magic is a good thing. And and was headed to the conclave with that purpose in mind, to like prove to the Chantry, be a part of this big moment. Like, this is what, if Quentin were still here, like this is what he'd be doing. Is he'd be going and being a part of this and making sure that the humans knew that elves were not going to be left out of this conversation, and that mages were going to prove that magic is good.
Is Quentin Llewellyn a blood mage in this canon? I know that you can't be a blood mage in Inquisition.
Well, you can't be a blood mage in Inquisition, but you can be a necromancer, and I think that would have been my closest equivalent. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm horny for that specifically.
Yeah. But don't worry, I'm going to get you set of him. I got plans for him. He's got something. Because I wanted to play something a little bit more different. And so I went ahead and then I made Boss Adar.
It's Quinari.
Mm-hmm.
Quinari Mage. Damn it. I was just about to say, wait, don't. I want to guess. And I was going to guess Quinari Mage.
Quinari Mage.
Nice.
Yep.
So I checked in this. Quinari Mage is Talvashoth, not a Barra Cerebus. Not a Cerebus.
No, because if you were a Cerebus, you would have your lips would be sewn together and you wouldn't be.
Well,
you'd be imprisoned.
In Redemption, Retribution, for the Leech of Day thing, that Cerebus is just Redemption. That Cerebus is just knocking around, and they call him Cerebus all the time.
Yes, but he had just broken out of jail. He wasn't like with...
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. You can't be with the Kuhn and a mage and not be... locked up and sewn up.
Exciting. That's cool, though.
Yeah. I'm really into
him,
too.
On my original run of this game, I also played a Quinari mage. But I didn't understand the implications of being a Quinari mage at the time. I was just like, this guy's cool. He got horns.
Yeah.
Glad I picked them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name is Boss, which is the Quinari word for someone outside the Kuhn. It means... thing or it, and he picked it when he left so that he could reclaim it and also intimidate the people that his company were after, so that they would have to fight less and still take away as many wins as possible. He's part of a mercenary company and was actually sent to the conclave to spy on this shit. Definitely didn't have a horse in this battle. Has been outside, operating outside of, human affairs for his whole life. So not really too invested in this little squabble. But to get some intel, spy, bring it back, maybe find a job or two or whatever. And then, whoops, big mess he stepped in.
Big poopy dooku mess.
Yeah,
love that. Awesome. Those two, very very good.
Now tell me about yours. Give me him.
Okay, all right, cast your mind back to Kirkwall.
Okay.
Specifically act three. So a young how far away is DA2 to Inquisition?
DA2 is like ending. So Cassandra is interrogating Varric, and immediately after the interrogation is over, brings him to the conclave to tell his story to the divine at the conclave, and it blows up. So it's like immediately after.
Immediately. Right. So in a Dalish camp in Sundermount. There is a hunter who's she's pretty good. People like him a lot. Hunting random wild game. One day, whilst out hunting, she comes back to find her entire clan completely decimated.
Ooh.
By a blood mage who has teamed up with the champion of Kirkwall and has gone back to Kirkwall. So then she storms to Kirkwall, spends a few weeks there. But when she just when she gets a sniff of where Meryl is and goes to hunt her, Templars and mages start a huge war and start going completely bonkers against one another. So then she holes up in the alienage and protects as many mages as possible, because the Templars are now just going through and just killing as many mages as possible. She then loses where the champion of Kirkwall is, doesn't know where Meryl, kind of like is like, oh, there's bigger fish to fry here. So then leaves Meryl, because I know that Meryl immediately turns around and starts looking after people in the alienage. But she leaves and then ends up finding herself in the conclave. As this huge explosion goes, her name's Helwyn, which is a Welsh name.
Nice.
There are 0% good hair options. So she's bald. She's like got a shaved head. And she looks very cool. And her whole thing is that she's so kind and good to as many people as possible constantly. And it will probably end up being part of her downfall, because she came here to be like, hey, Chantry, this person killed my whole clan. Can I have some backup to go and fight her? Because she can't storm Kirkwall on her own. There's just a whole Templar thing. And now she's kind of pissed with Templars. And also kind of pissed with mages, because they started turning into abominations in the street and risking everyone's lives.
Right.
She doesn't have a home, but she's very proud to be Dalish.
Nice.
Yeah. And then goes to the Conclave, and then all this stuff has happened. I'm playing evidently an elf scout, an elf rogue, archery rogue specifically.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I wanted to know how it would feel, and I thought it would be satisfying, and I was correct. It's awesome being an archer. I'm backflipping and doing cool big shots.
Archery's
and
cool.
It's pretty fun. It's fun to think about positioning whilst you're in a big open world map, because I have bonuses to, like, if nobody's been attacked yet, if at least one person hasn't been attacked yet, this move does like 100% extra damage. The further away you are, this other ability does extra damage. If you're high up, you do a general 25% more damage. So it's like, okay, I gotta like hit this person first, get up high, be really far back. I'm like using my like stealth all the time to like get out of situations, and it's awesome. It's really cool.
I'm also really enjoying my fighting mechanics in this. I made myself a fire mage so far. And I have two little party dynamics that I like to use. One is where I made Solas an ice mage, and so Solas does this move where he freezes people and they get encased with ice for a bit. And then I put a firebomb under them. And so then the ice, as soon as it breaks, the firebomb goes off.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the second one that I really like is that I now have Wall of Fire, like as of like, I don't know, an hour of play ago. And I let Cassandra run in, and then I put up a wall of fire, and then me, Varric, and Solas just throw, and they're just trapped in there, and then
in there with Cassandra.
Yeah, my favorite. Awesome. Loving it. Having a great time.
Okay. You're being chased by spiders in this weird void, which is the Fade, we can assume.
Yeah. You're being chased out of it. The soundtrack is going fucking bonkers. You're climbing up a cliff.
there's like a this like white figure, this like figure made of pure light, who is like waiting for you, and you go to grab her, and then you are woken up immediately. And then you see Cassandra, who you're like, because now you're in jail.
Yeah, who's Cassandra, just as pissed as she was the last time we saw Cassandra.
She's always pretty angry, and I love her very much. You got Cassandra. Then you see Liliana. They say
they're
that
playing a little good cop, bad cop at you.
It's very good. You find out that the concave is completely destroyed. Conclave is completely destroyed. There is a giant rift in the sky that has opened up. And when you go to look outside, you see that they are not joking even a little bit. There is a hole in the sky, and there's like this huge like beacon of green energy like pluming from it. There's like meteors and shit being summoned down. It's all fucking dreadful.
Yeah, it's very apocalyptic.
You're in a place called Haven. It turns out Divine Justicia is dead.
Justinia
is
and
dead.
And Haven, we've been to. We went there in Origins.
It took me so long to realize. At the very end of this, like, of our like little goal, I was speaking to someone casually, and they're like, "Yeah, I know. Ever since the Temple of Sacred Ashes was dead," I was like, "What? The Temple of Sacred Ashes? That's the one that we were just..."
Yeah,
that freaked me out. I forgot that Haven was the place that we were at in Origins, and then obviously then that's going to be the Temple of Sacred Ashes, which is pretty crazy. It turns out Quentin got what he wanted all along, which is for nobody to get the Urn of Sacred Ashes again, since it is now just a fucking crater. The Divine, turns out she was trying to join the Templars and the Mages and get them to fully unite together, because
broker peace. Yeah,
hey gang, this sucked before, it sucks more now, let's all calm ourselves down. Cassandra goes with you. She doesn't trust you at the beginning, but again, I picked all the very nice options, so Cassandra likes me so much because I am just a very nice young lady. Then we find Varric, and then we see Solas, who we don't know yet. But can I say something? Well, I hear a lot of smack talk about Solas, and I get it. I do understand. He's very charming at the beginning of this
game. He's hot.
I like him, man.
He's Ianto Jones. He's so hot.
What?
Yeah. His voice actor is
from Torchwood?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Holy shit.
Sexiest
I didn't know that.
Voice of all time.
I didn't know that even a little bit. Oh my God, that's so delicious.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I love him. I love him very much. He's just very charming and cool. I just think he's neat. I bring up like, "Oh, so you're an apostate to Solas." And Solas is like, "Well, all mages are
apostates,
technically,
an apostate.
Because no one's in a fucking circle tower anymore. Everyone is rebelling." Which I think is so sick. Because a thing which I think is super interesting about this game in particular, and just kind of this, you know, this franchise, is that mages being in giant circle towers is such a hard piece of the lore. But in 2, it stops being a hard piece of the lore because the whole game is about them rebelling. And then in this one, that's also not the case because they're all rebelling. And it's like, it's just so interesting that this thing that everyone's like, "Oh yeah, mages live in circle towers," has not been true for like 50% of the game of the franchise. Yeah. And I think that's great. And I love that very much.
I know. I like it so much.
It's very, very cool. You have a choice to go through the mountain pass or charge in with all the soldiers, because there's a lot of this, like, there's demons popping out of every single corner because of this breach that they start calling it.
Right, the breach between the Fade and the world.
Where did you go? Did you go through the mountain pass or did you charge in with soldiers?
I went through the mountain pass.
I also went through the mountain pass. Oh my God, delicious.
Oh, fun. That's my favorite. I think it's like, it's so simple, but there are these lost soldiers that you find up there that were presumed dead and they're just so grateful. And they have the best armor in the game that you can't have. And I hate that so much. Their armor is so sick. Their armor is the best. And you save them and they're so grateful.
I have a whole point about armor in this fucking game. Jumping ahead a little bit, when you start equip DLC armor, of course, is a big thing again. One of the best armors is just paint, and you just make them naked. So Cassandra has been naked since the start of the game for me.
Yeah.
And I feel
I have
so
Varric
bad.
In the bondage armor. I've got Varric in the full on rope bondage.
It's just there's no good looking DLC opening armor. Mm-hmm. It's either this stupid paint. Varric for me is wearing the Aristox gear. The like open chest and pauldrons and that's it.
Yeah.
Or it's this weird rope bondage thing and it's stupid. Oh, you also have like a big bear rug, which Solas is wearing, I guess.
Oh, that's a funky one on Solas in particular. That's not very good on Solas.
It's fine. It's big armor. I just saw Number be big and I was like, yeah, I clicked on
it. Oh, they have to look good. You're going to have to fight harder because I'm not having us out here looking like fools. This is my new company.
That's the problem. That's why I'm mad that Cassandra's best armor is nudity. Nudity and vibes.
She looks great like that. She looks great in that armor.
No, she doesn't. No, you're a fucking idiot. No, she doesn't. She has just white and black paint on her. No, give my girl some plate. Give my girl some basic hard metal.
The plate is her will to live. She's so outstanding. Yeah, well,
that doesn't make her look good.
Yeah. Anyway, we meet Chancellor Roderick on the road, who's like, fuck this guy. He clearly caused this. Put him in jail and let's go pick a new divine and then we can handle it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I was just told for like 15 minutes about how the world's ending because I apparently caused a big hole in the sky. Can we focus on that? It seems pretty important.
Can we lock in everyone?
Yeah. And so we go and journey around. There's like houses on fire. We're meeting all the demons. Varric is being snarky. Solas being pretty snarky too, in a pretty fun way, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we get finally, after we, you know, save the soldiers from the mountain pass, we eventually make our way to the breach itself. And Liliana's there, bunch of other guards, bunch of other soldiers, mages, etc. And we start hearing memories, voices of what happened in the moments leading up to the explosion, kind of echoing throughout this crater in the middle of nowhere. We hear the divine Justinia calling out to help. And mm-hmm. we hear a voice, a very gritty, dark, deep voice echoing back. And then dramatic cutscene starts where then your voice enters that conversation.
Yeah.
Other thing that happens is as you're walking into this scenario.
Is it the red lyrium everywhere?
Varric is like, hello.
Yeah.
What's going on? There's red lyrium here. It's fucked up. No one touch it. I'm fucking hopping all over it, trying to get down. Trying to make my way around.
I'm licking it.
I'm licking it.
I'm like, oh, I love strawberry flavored ice pops. Let's get it. And Varric's like, please stop.
Stop. This ruined my family.
That's the reason I am the way I am.
And then we have a real, true, like, good fucking boss fight where Solas is like, that rift, it needs to be opened so that we can close it. But when it opens, demons are going to come through. So we have to act quickly. So you use the mark on your hand. You open up the rift. Immediately, demons are cool again. A fucking pride demon comes out and is the coolest fucking guy ever. He's got a chain lightning whip. He's got a chain lightning whip. He's got like an armor ability where he can like plate armor himself magically every like every couple of minutes. And how long did you know the trick for him right away?
I saw the rift, and then I saw something that said, like, I don't know, whatever it is. It's like, it's not close the rift. It's another thing. Disrupt the rift. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, ooh, what does this do? And then I was doing it. And then halfway through me doing it, Solas was like, I think we should disrupt. I'm like, I'm on it, mate. I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm all over it, babe. I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
Because I remember originally when I played this, I still do it now. Mid-fight, I'll stop whatever I'm doing to start disrupting the rift because I find it so fun and satisfying, even though I know it doesn't do that much. Really? It's not that useful. It's way more useful for me to be shooting enemies with my gun, but I don't. I just, as soon as I'm able to, I'm like, oh, I'm going to disrupt the rift. And now I was shooting a bunch of guys, and then I'd have like two or three people come toward me, and I would stealth, go up as high as I could, and then I would start disrupting the rift immediately, and I saw all the enemy AI be like, and then start rushing me because I'm like, oh my god, someone's disrupting the rift, and no, I didn't know where they were. It was very satisfying, very fun.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So then you defeat this pride demon, you close the rift, and everybody's like,
GG.
You wake up back at Haven with the most nervous elf of all time.
Yeah, bless her. Wake up and she immediately drops all of her shit, starts apologizing, bowing to you. And you're like, hey, what is happening? I'm good, dude. She's like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, please forgive me. And it's like, yeah, you're fine. Please tell me what's going on. Turns out that everyone believes you're the Herald of Andraste.
Yeah. Which makes sense. You were seen with a ghostly woman crawling out of a hole in the sky, and then you closed the hole in the sky that was tearing the world apart. It feels very biblical.
It looks
for sure.
Like you're, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and now this really, now the game doesn't really begin yet because we have like a few cutscenes to get through. However, it does start the my point of this game is the third in a trilogy. It is not as good if you haven't played the previous two, because they're talking Herald of Andraste. You were in the Chantry of Sacred Ashes. Huge. You walk outside and everyone is lined up to
To be clear, the Temple of Sacred Ashes is destroyed now. It blew up. You're in the Temple at Haven, which is where we fought those culty people.
Yes, but the Temple of Sacred Ashes is where you fought the demon, right?
That's where you fought the demon, yeah.
You leave, everyone is lined in the streets, like, clapping and cheering you on. You walk to the chantry. The chancellor tries to get you arrested. And that's where Knight Commander Cullen, spit, comes out and is like, calm down. No one's going to arrest her. She's like, she did XYZ. Come into the chantry. We need to talk to you.
Yeah.
You go in to the chantry. Then speak to Cassandra and Liliana, and then they say that they're going to start the Inquisition again, since the Chantry has no divine seating it,
and the Templars, and they tell you that basically the Templars and the mages are, because the the conclave never happened. They're just at full on war with each other in the streets of everywhere. So there's no order. There's no opportunity for brokering peace anymore. Everything's in chaos and we have no leaders. So they're like, we're going to reinstitute the Inquisition. So giddy up. Yeah.
So then you can kind of walk around Haven and talk to people.
And meet the people of Haven.
Meet the people of Haven. And so this is why I say that this game is like meant to be the third. And
sure.
Because I go speak to Thren.
Thren, Quartermaster Thren.
Who's just a
controversial little figure, that Thren.
Who's just a who's just a quartermaster. And if you haven't played the game before, yeah, sure, whatever. They have some politics. However, they hard believe in Loghain.
Yeah.
But Loghain is the greatest commander that Ferelden has ever seen. Is the only reason why Ferelden still stands. Was said they were fully betrayed by everyone.
Yeah.
Thren was at the
Battle of Ostagar.
Battle of Ostagar. And was like, you weren't there, you didn't see it. The only if you were there, you would have made the same call as him. He's the best commander ever because he pulled out. We would have died if he didn't. And it's like, man, if you don't know what she's talking about, this is just interesting. Yeah. I was there, fucker.
Yeah.
I was there.
But you know what? Boss wasn't. And Boss is like, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I know that's unpopular. That's an unpopular opinion you have there, but that was like 13 years ago, so I don't know what to tell you. But Thren got a pass from Queen Honora to come join the Inquisition.
Because Queen Honora was like, you really
welcome nowhere else.
Yeah. And like, you really believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
You will not get a job unless you go do this. So then Queen Honora goes and sends him, which I think is great. It's just, what a great little character. It was literally great my character. First like thing of, I was like, oh, this actually fucks because I know all the lore of this now. And I understand why you are a very rich character, even though you're just someone who is here. And it's because it's like every time I walk past them, I'm like, it's you.
You're a fishy guy. But there are so many other cool people in Haven that I'm excited about. I like, we meet Adar, the Adan, sorry, Adan, I'm Adar. Adan, the potion guy who's been keeping you alive since you passed out at the temple.
Yep.
And he's the grumpiest man. So grumpy, very cranky. He's got to make all these potions. There's not enough time to make all these potions. And he's so annoyed that he has to make these potions. But but he teaches you how to, you know, upgrade potions and stuff. And there's a lot of, you know, cool stuff. But I like him. But then he gives you one of your first little quests, which is like, go get all of my notes. That got lost, and then you get to like explore Haven a little bit and find the notes and give them to him, and he gets to make you his first batch of potions, which is fun.
I immediately beelined around to see if I could speak to Varric, and I could, of course, because Varric's knocking around. And then when you see Varric, you can then ask him every single thing about Dragon Age 2.
You can ask him, hey, why the fuck did that happen at Orsino? It doesn't make any sense.
Which and is so fucking funny that this game has plot hole fixes in it.
Yeah.
By Varric being like, I don't know, dude. I just fucking saw him do it. I just wrote it down. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to tell.
It's the only disapproval I've ever gotten from Varric. He's asking that question. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Varric. So you can Varric ask him. You can ask him about Orsino. You can ask him about
Hawk, about plot holes in the.
Ask him about Red Lyrium.
Yes.
And he's "Oh, I got a little bit of that."
No, he didn't. He said, "Oh yeah, I got rid of it. Probably for the best, to be honest."
Oh yeah. In mine, he said, he's got a team back in Orzammar studying it. They built a special container, three layers deep, and no one is allowed to be up close to it for more than an hour. they take shifts off that are a week long and share their notes backwards.
Wow.
All studying this Lyrium idol.
He does say that he's a spy master that I thought was cool. And then I was like, he has like a whole group of spies. And I was like, oh, so why is Liliana doing it? And then Varric's like, she's better at me. She's better at this shit. He specifically says that he cares too much.
Yeah.
And that's why he's a bad spy master.
Speaking of, when we meet Liliana, we get to play my favorite game, Liliana No Murder. No murder, Liliana. Because Liliana, we meet her in Origins. Her faith has just been absolutely destroyed. She's been abused her whole life and her faith has just been wrecked. And so your mission is like, do we harden her or do we soften her? And sure. You wind up going one way or the other with her in Origins. Two happens.
Babe, I'm still listening. I'm still on the podcast.
Goodness gracious.
I just have a dog that I'm dealing with.
Fine. Dragon Age 2, she's just been in a war. And now all of her friends are gone and she's working as a spy again, doing the dirty work for the Chantry. And she's a little bit hardened again. We meet her again.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
We meet her in Inquisition and the woman that she's dedicated her life to, that she has just been working for, as well as hundreds of other people, have all just blown up. And so we're dealing with a hardened Liliana again. And we can either keep her that way or we can try to soften her up. And so you meet Liliana and like you get to know her a little bit. And then the second time you talk to her, immediately after talking to her the first time, some guard runs into her tent and is like, hey, we caught one of our guys selling information to spies or something.
Oh, this is fun. I didn't catch this. I haven't had this bit yet.
The next time you go to her tent, it'll happen. So I'm not going to spoil that then. Okay. But anyway, it's our fun little game that we get to play. Mm-hmm. So Liliana's there. Varric's there. Solas is there. And having conversations with Solas is one of my favorite parts of this whole game. Because Solas speaks in a very particular and very beautiful way. Because
I love him. He's great.
Because Patrick Weeks decided to write all of Solas's dialogue to match the rhythm of the song Hallelujah. So
damn,
Solas says things to you like, I've journeyed deep into the fade in ancient ruins and battlefields to see the dreams of lost civilizations. I've watched as hosts of spirits clash to reenact the bloody past in ancient wars, both famous and forgotten. Every great war has its heroes. I'm just curious what kind you'll be.
It's good.
Stunning.
It's
beautiful.
Very strong.
Exceptional. And he's saying them all backlit against like this gorgeous mountain sky with the green hole in time and space behind him. It's beautiful. I love every bit of it.
It's really good because he has been sold as either A, awful, or B, the best guy ever. And I do really like him at the minute.
Yeah. And he's also like very hesitant. He's like, I'm staying to help because I have to, but I don't trust any of these people not to kill me. And I also don't trust them to take my advice, which they should, because I am the wisest mage here. Which is so interesting. Yeah.
He also, it's crazy because being an elf, I talk about being Dalish and how great that is. Just the fact that I'm proud. And then he openly mentions he's not a very proud elf or not a very proud Dalish, and doesn't take a huge amount of pride in it, and also doesn't like me taking pride in the fact that I'm Dalish.
He disapproves of that. Yeah. And he finds it distasteful. Because he does not consider himself to be one of the people. Well, he doesn't consider the elves to be of the people is a thing that he says, which is very interesting. But he also says that he's been traveling alone for a very, very long time. And he has been journeying through the Fade for most of his life, where he will travel and go to sleep and just go into the Fade
and
on purpose.
And go see demons. Oh, no, big battles is what he's seeing.
Big battles. But he does also say that he meets demons. But in the Fade, when he meets them, he says that they're not demons. He calls them spirits of hope and love and joy and things like that. But then he says that when they are pulled into this realm or when they encounter something that doesn't make sense to them, their purpose no longer makes sense. And they become something twisted. And
which
so
is
we
what
get,
happened to Justice.
That's what happened to Justice, yeah.
Yeah.
He went
into Anders and then, became this big demon, which is fun. It's adding on to that lore.
Exactly.
I'm pretty obsessed with it.
Yeah.
He also mentions that a thing which I liked because of my canon, blood magic being evil is just pure superstition. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously that all of the people in Kirkwall, when that fight happened, they all turned to blood magic. It's because they were desperate and it's the easiest thing to pick up. Blood magic actually has nothing to do with being evil. It's just a thing people do because it's a thing people do, which was Quentin's whole thing.
Quentin would have liked Solas. Yeah.
Yeah. Quentin and Solas would have done the same shit. I bet. Yeah. If Solas was around during fucking Origins, they would have gone like a house on fire, mate. Yeah, that was great. I got the rundown of what happened to every single member of Kirkwall gang, which I think was fun. Aveline is still guard captain. Bethany's gathering survivors. Anders did escape. Meryl stayed in Kirkwall. Fenris is still hunting because he never did the hunt. He never ended up doing his Act 3 quest, so it says that he's still hunting him. And he's like, if you ever get lost and you want to find your way to Fenris, just follow the trail of dead bodies. Isabella is now an admiral.
Yeah, I have a dog.
Good.
She's been on my lap for a lot of this. However, I did buy her a meat stick today, which she does enjoy. And is quiet whilst she has it. So let's hope that the same plan applies.
Good.
Yeah, he said Sebastian went back to Starkhaven. And later, whilst they were walking around, there was an ambient thing where Cassandra asked, hey, what happened to Sebastian after he marched on Kirkwall? And apparently he fully marched on Kirkwall. And attacked it, which I thought was because he said he was going to do that. And that was very exciting. Yeah, so because Sebastian said that he was going to march at Kirkwall, and it turns out he was going to march on Kirkwall and did and fully invaded it, which I think is so delicious, actually.
Yeah.
Just because it was said, and that's like, that's got crazy implications with the fact that Varric's here. Obviously, he was here because he was taken, but that means that it wasn't just like, because Inquisition is directly after 2, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
It means that he didn't go back, spend a few years rallying troops. He left and immediately got everyone to go. And that's, with an army and then, which is brutal. Then I walked back inside. I met Cullen. Disgusting. Disgusting man. I hate him. He's very noble knight in this, but I know his history.
You know what he's been like. He says a couple of things when you like are getting to know him at Haven in these first few scenes about how he's always tried to help people. And like, you know, he used to hate mages and he regrets that, but he's always tried to live a good life. I'm like, bitch, I'm Talvashoth. I know a liar. I know a liar when I fucking see one, baby. And you're lying to me.
Fully. Considering that in this world it's canon that he not only like was kind of mean to mages, he killed two people in a tavern accusing them of being mages and then was fully arrested. Cullen sucks. But then we see Josephine and she's a pure ball of light.
Yeah. And Josephine gives us a fun little bit. Well, I know she's got a really great bit with you because she speaks a little bit elfin at you.
Oh, yeah. And she's a beautiful lady. I love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
Was after, again, original run will be coming up a lot today because there'll be a lot of comparisons to how I feel about it. Original run, I did Iron Ball, which most people know. But then I hard shifted to Josephine at the end because I didn't like Iron Ball at all.
Because Iron Ball's romance sucks and is bad.
And Josephine is the cutest thing to ever exist.
Yeah, she's the Disney romance. She's
true,
so
is.
Sweet.
She's a perfect lady.
You go. No, you go.
Well, she tells you to go find Mother Giselle.
Yes.
She does. Because no one on the Chantry is on your team because people are calling you the Herald of Andraste, and that's their thing. And they still think that you killed the divine. So.
Yeah, you're blaspheming like pretty hard. And demon. For both of us, we're not human. So that is doubly offensive. To that, how are you taking the Herald of Andraste claims?
Oh, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if people are saying it, then it must be true. But also, it's like, no, that's too. The boots are too big to fill. I don't want to be doing that in the eyes of everyone. I'm just here because I want to help people, and I'm saying, yeah, and I'm taking every mission I can, and I'm. Whenever someone's like, "Hey, can you help me?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. What do you need?" And I'm helping everyone. But and I was helping everyone because it's just like she's just a nice person. Helwyn is just really just good to her core.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, by the way, you're the leader of the Inquisition. Oh, okay. Hey, they're calling you the Herald of Andraste. Right. I kind of don't want that much responsibility, please, because I don't want that. That's not who I am. Introverted little lady just wants to like kind of live her own life, and everyone needs her now.
Boss is like, no I'm not. Don't call me that. Stop calling me that. Wish they would stop calling me that. I don't believe in Andraste. What are you talking about at every turn? But Josephine's dialogue also, she gives you a little bit where she lets you kind of dictate a little bit more about your backstory. Where, you know, she introduces herself. She's like the Inquisition's diplomat. She's going to help you work out relations with like the biggest players in the political game, because you will have to navigate such things if you're going to try to have any sort of real power. And so to try to like put a nice spin on you, she's like, hey, so I know this, but like, what about this? And does a little Q&A with you about your backstory to like give you some options to personalize it and kind of think deeper about who your character is. So I was in a mercenary company, and the leader of my mercenary band actually wrote a letter to the Inquisition saying how great I was. And I was like, oh, he has never been nice to me my entire life. That's crazy that he said that. That's wild that he would say that. And now my company is writing letters to the war table being like, hey, you want to, you got this whole big Inquisition thing. You want to help us out a little bit? interesting thing is that the Canary mercenary band that you're with, they write to the Inquisition the same way that like similarly to like how orcs in Warhammer write. They're like a little bit like,
oh,
like
yarg.
Yeah, a little bit yargy. And it's weird. A little interesting because you don't talk like that, and no other Canary that I've ever met has talked like that.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, but they call the Inquisition the hairy eyeball soldiers. And they
because of the fucking symbols of on them?
The logo.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Interesting. That feels off.
Yeah, it's a little off. It doesn't fit in with anything else that's happened in the games ever.
Yeah.
But okay, so we meet. Then there's some other people around. There's Lisette. Have you met Lisette? She's hanging out by where Cullen's, where everybody's doing practice out on the yard.
No. Oh, no. I met the armorer, but I haven't met her.
You met the armorer, Harrit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harrit was in Redcliffe during the Fifth Blight, helped clean up after that. But then they started letting the rebel mages stay there, and he was like, I don't want to stay here. So everybody's got interesting little political opinions about stuff.
He also was born and raised in Lothering.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fun. I did note, oh, there's another one from Lothering. Everyone is from there, apparently. This tiny town with five houses. Everyone is from there.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then he went to Rebel. I do like, see, because the thing I really liked in 2, I think a thing that I also think is kind of interesting in Origins, but I don't think they did as well because the politics weren't as like solid, is how politically divided everyone is and everyone having their own little like thoughts on shit.
Yeah.
2, I think, did that like so miraculously
beautifully,
because it was the whole thesis of the whole game.
Yeah. That's everything.
And this I think it's really fun, the individual like the like NPC characters having politics, I think is fun, and you know where they're from and where they believe. Specifically, it's because I think the one person that's like, I was part of Terloghain's force and he got fucked over and then that crazy, and it's like, man, that's so interesting because it tells me pretty much everything I need to know about you. It's like, you're not a bad person, but you do have a skewed view on things.
It also tells, and a lot of the people you were meeting right now, it tells us a lot about the state of our affairs. We have whoever's around. We do not, like, we're starting an Inquisition and we have basically nothing. We're in this like open encampment. We have one building and it's in the oldest chantry ever in Ferelden. We have someone that was politically unsafe to be in the capital. We've got this kind of smattering of people who either have some sort of personal strong investment in being here or just some guy. Like, you know, we've got Segret, who's just a really basic merchant who is kind of a nobody. We've got Lisette, who was just like on her way to there and like didn't make it to the conclave and is just some random Templar. Like, we've just got kind of whoever at this point. And we don't have much. We don't even have good enough weapons. The first requisition that we get is like, can we get some weapons like for our soldiers? And that's the first requisition that the requisition officer gives to you.
Can we have swords?
Can we
please?
Have some swords? And you're like, I guess I better go get us some swords. Yeah. And you go find one logging stand and like a few.
I don't know where the logging stand is. I have yet to pick them up a logging stand. My people are like,
it's marked on your map in Haven. It's in Haven. It is. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah.
So you got to get them some weapons. They've got basically nothing. Then we go into the hinterlands to find Mother Giselle and to see the state of things. Yeah. And the state of things is on fire. You get into the hinterlands. The mages and Templars are blowing each other up in the streets,
you
in the woods.
You can't walk five paces without seeing mages and Templars fighting.
Yeah.
It's truly bonkers.
It's
yeah.
Yeah. You clear out like one little crossroads right in the center of town, just enough for people to like come out of their houses for 10 seconds. And everybody is like, everything's a mess. All of our soldiers, the Inquisition soldiers, have no blankets. There's refugees everywhere. They're starving to death. We're out of medicine. We're out of everything. And so you get your first little like kind of missions, your quests, and then you meet Mother Giselle. Who is like, help these people and I will come to the Inquisition and help you. And then you meet somebody along the way who's like, you know, by the way, the Inquisition could also use some fucking horses. We've got no fucking horses.
You meet Harding.
You meet Harding. That's
the most
right.
important character of all time.
Yeah, Harding, who's our forward scout, who's going to scout out these places and mark some locations for us to camp ahead of time, and is awesome. And such a cutie pie, dwarven lady. The whole time, Solas and Cassandra are bickering every time you encounter these mages and these Templars. Cassandra's like, the mages are out of control. And Solas is like, the Templars are also out of control. Like, are we both looking at the same thing? But then like 10 minutes later, he'll be like, the Templars have lost their minds. And she'll be like, again, I think everybody has.
Yeah. Again, look at the state of it.
Look like, at what's happening here. Yeah. This is just chaos in the streets.
This feels like the worst we've ever seen for Eldin.
Yes.
It's like, I mean, it's Thedas as a whole, but it's like, even during the Blight, things were calmer than this. It's like, this is so much worse. Because it's like the mages and Templars simply don't care who's walking around. They spot you, just someone who's like, in the fields, and then just start gunning for you. And it's like, gang, there's civilians here. The amount of quests that you pick up, which is someone being like, a group of Templars thought my husband was digging in the backyard, and they thought his shovel was a staff, so killed him, saying they couldn't be too careful.
Yeah.
Then took his shit and left. And you're like, oh my god, the Templars, eh? They're the fucking worst. And then you go, and then someone else is telling the same story about mages, where mages are just like burning down houses and just doing random, like wild stuff. And you're like, oh my god, what the
Everybody's
fuck is
out
wrong
of control.
With everyone? Yeah.
Yeah. And it is. It's nonsense. Going around in the hinterlands, we basically, mechanic wise, we need to gain four power, which is like Inquisition influence. We need to gain enough so that we can go to Orlais and try to petition the Chantry for help. Mother Giselle's advice is like, help the people. Help calm this place down, help restore some sort of order, get some sort of peace made, and then they'll listen to you.
Then you can go out and do stuff. Yeah.
I did that, and I went over to Master Dennett, and
I did
the Inquisition some fucking horses.
I got some horses. I cleared the bandits out. I did a dungeon because there was a lady who... she was fighting a demon, and we spoke to her, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm just trying to find." Yeah, she's like, "I'm just trying to find, like, I'm just trying to find stuff. I'm just hanging out. I'm just doing that." And they're like, "Oh, okay, sure." And you help her. This our task was to beat two missions. These two missions take you what, 2.5 hours, 3 hours ish.
Yeah,
I spent a solid 8 or 9.
Same.
Just fucking around in the Hintons. Just go in and just shooting shit, leveling up. I really wanted to like get as many abilities as I could. I was just having fun. This game has such a specific 2014 open world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here is a bunch of menial tasks. Here's shit to go and find. Here are a million collectibles. Here is a mini
Did
game.
Did you unlock the shards?
Wait, what is that? The constellation thing?
No, that's the other thing. The skulls.
I didn't because the I ocular. Know about the skulls and I yeah, hate yeah, them. Yeah. So I yeah. skipped far away from them.
I did. I decided. I'm doing this. I'm doing them. I'm doing the shards.
Doing the damn thing.
I'm doing the fucking shards, baby. We're getting it.
I think if I like this game enough, I will begin to do it. But at the minute, because at the end of our little playthrough, I was like, I was getting a tiny bit like, we're recording today. I have a lot to do and I haven't finished the mission yet. Oh shit, I should probably do that. And then the mission kept going because the mission has so many different tiers. It's like you do this, then you get power, and then you go to Valroyo, which is in Orlé. And then you hang out in Orlé for a bit, and then you get several different quests.
Yes.
And then I did those different quests.
Yeah.
And then I watched M. Night Shyamalan's Knock at the Cabin whilst I was playing Dragon Inquisition.
Interesting.
And doing
okay.
other things. And I was like, I finished Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the Amazon Prime original series, as I was playing Inquisition. I was just had it on in the background because it's really good fuck around just in the world stuff, which I enjoyed. I didn't end up going to Redcliffe, and I really wanted to because I love Redcliffe in Origins. So I was so excited that it was on my map. But I did get all the camps. I got every camp that you could get. I closed every fade that wasn't the one next to the horse fields because that one is the biggest awful heinous. I tried though, and then everyone but Solas died. So I had Solas run away as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's good.
It's so fun.
So you go to Valroyo to talk to the sisters there. You meet them, and then some Templars, they're like, "We're not going to help you." And then some Templars arrive and punch them in the head.
They just
punch
them in
the sister
face.
Out.
Yeah.
And you meet
she's
Lord
like,
Seeker
oh, thank God,
Lucius.
You're here. And then,
and he punches her. Then you meet Lord Seeker Lucius, who's being a colossal dick. And Cassandra's like, "Lord Seeker Lucas, why are you acting like such a colossal dick?" And he is like, "You abandoned the order, Cassandra. You're a heretic now. You're not a seeker of truth anymore. You're
Inquisition.
You're the Inquisition. What even is that? No.
Yeah.
And so they're like, "You call yourself the Herald of Anjaste." I'm like, "I don't. Stop calling me that." I do fucking not. And so then the Templars walk away, and it's like the Seekers walk away, and you're like, man, okay, so everybody's out of their minds, and no one here is gonna help us, so I guess we're out of luck. And so you leave to like turn tail, and phew, arrow at your feet with a little note attached to it. And it's signed "The Friends of Red Jenny." Do you remember The Friends of Red Jenny?
I do remember The Friends of Red Jenny. I remember them in Origins specifically.
Yeah.
They're just like a thieves group.
We only get a tiny little one quest from them, and you get it like pass through a hole in the like wall in Denerim, and they pass you a little red box, and they tell you where you can rip off some rich people for some money, and that's it. That's the whole thing. But now
They're a whole thing.
And so we follow some little clues and we unlock a little invitation to meet the friends of Red Jenny. And then also we meet somebody more formal who is like, I have an actual invitation to a party that would like you in attendance. And then you go to leave this city where almost nothing good happens. And you are met by the leader of the Mage Rebellion.
Yes. First Enchanter Fiona.
First Enchanter Fiona stops you and she is like, things are dire. Like, I need you to come to Redcliffe. The mages need your help. We'll help the Inquisition. Please come there.
Yeah. And you can say, well, a lot of people are saying that the mages did this. And then she's like, I could say the same for the Templars. No one knows what the fuck happened there. Because she was supposed to be there.
She was supposed to be there.
And hadn't turned up yet. And then she's like, yeah, well, the head of the Templars didn't turn up either. Are you going to say the same to them?
You just saw him punch a fucking sister in the head. So
exactly.
He's fine. Yeah. So it's a mess. So then you leave. Which did you do first? Did you do the fancy party or did you do the clandestine meeting?
I did the fancy party. I went to the fancy party. I met. And then you go in. It's so... Oh, I also recruited two people to the Inquisition. I recruited
this... Oh, yes,
this,
I did too. The fancy the food lady.
Yeah. And then a guy who was... He was, oh shit, where did I find him? I think his partner died, I think. And he was very emotional about it. And you like help him through it. And then you're like, hey, use this in the Inquisition. And he's like, okay. And then he runs the Inquisition.
Oh, in the Hinterlands.
In the Hinterlands.
Yes, I recruited that guy too. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I went to this very fancy party. Do you know what's so fun about Olay? It's not as nice as Kirkwall. They have big fan. It's very colorful, and that I give it credit for. But its architecture is nothing on my city, baby.
Yeah.
Kirkwall's architecture is way fucking better. We have statues that accidentally came to life. It's a whole thing. I love my city. This one is just very colorful. It's very beautiful. It's very south of France, which is clearly the inspiration.
Absolutely.
Goes very fancy party. It's very masquerade ball. People that you find someone and they're like, ah, it's so good to see a new face. I get so bored seeing the same people over and over again. And someone walks down the stairs being like, fuck you. Fuck the Inquisition. This whole thing is horse shit. I can't believe you're here. Yeah, you disgust me. And then he freezes in place. And then the world's most beautiful woman walks down the stairs.
Yeah, Madame de Fur comes down, saunters down the stairs, and then is like, should I kill him? Love that. She's like, would you like me too? I will. I'll do it in a heartbeat.
And I was like, no, he's all right. He's learned his lesson. And she's like, okay. And then unfreezes him. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I did any of this. Blah, 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 and then runs away.
Yes.
She then pulls you aside and then says that she's the first enchanter of a... Is it a circle?
Of,
or it's
of
some
Orlais circle. Yes.
Yeah.
So she explains that she is a loyal mage. So even though technically all mages are apostates because the circles are completely broken and in disarray, she's considering herself a loyal mage because she still believes in restoring the circles and believes in that kind of order. Mm-hmm. Which is just it's an interesting position. It's one I don't think have ever encountered from a mage in this game that we get to know very well. Is just like, no, the circles keep us safe and let us harness this skill. Clearly, I'm still very powerful, but I want order back.
Yeah.
So you're able to recruit her to the Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm assuming you did.
Of course. Yeah.
Yes.
I like,
Yeah, I'm not. I will never skip out on a party member. That's crazy. Yeah. Not on my first run, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then she was part of my team, and I'm fucking obsessed with her. Really great. And then, and then I went next door to the fully flip side of this incredibly fancy party, to this, to literally a gross back alley.
Love it. Can we meet the best person of all time?
Oh, interesting.
My best friend, best person ever to live, and in a former life, my wife, Sarah, who introduces herself. She set up this ambush. Well, first we meet this guy who's also looks like he's from a fancy party, and he's like, oh, how could you have found me? You must have expended all of your resources to find me. And then you're just like, and then you're like, I don't know who you are. And he's like, ah, ha, ha, you lie. And then Sarah shows up and is like, just say what? And he's like, what? And she shoots him in the face.
Yeah.
And then she laughs about it.
Which was very, very funny, to be fair.
Yeah. And so then she does a little ambush where she's like, don't worry about it. I found their equipment shed and I stole their pants.
And then you're like, why didn't you steal their weapons? She's like, it's funnier if she's I stole like, their pants.
This is she's the greatest of all time is what's happening.
She is. Oh, she's so quirky. The quirkiest person to ever. Oh, I tell you what, I'm not very warm on her. I meet her. She's like, oh my God. Oh, you're an elf. Well, don't be too elfy around me and we'll be fine. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? How dare you talk to me like that? And then she has her whole little like, look at me. I'm so quirky. I stole all their pants and I didn't steal their equipment. And I'm like, I don't like you very much, actually. Yeah. That's an awful thing to say to me.
Yeah. She met me and she was like, you're a canary. What are you women like? And I'm like, to be fair, pretty good. to be honest, it's good. You're right. You're right to think that way.
But yes, and then she's like, hey, whilst you're up there doing your big fancy thing, let me join you and we'll be down here doing our people thing. Before you get so big that you're just gonna fuck over all of these small timers.
Yeah. And it's really infuriating because everything she says to you in this sequence makes perfect sense, and the writers give you zero options to understand her. They make you and that's the thing that people dislike Sarah, I think, because the game writes your character to dislike her and you have to actively try not to. It's a very odd choice because everything she's saying makes sense. She's like, you're the Inquisition. You're starting a political organization. You're gunning for a lot of power and you're gonna get it. But the little people are who knows shit, who like are able to give you information and are able to like get you in and out of places. And if you don't have them on your side, you're fucked basically. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, what are you, a spy? What are you? I don't get it. Like, what is this even? You don't have any options to be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, which was very frustrating for me because I was like, I'm playing a fucking mercenary. I'm like an outcast mercenary band. I should deeply understand exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in my head, I do. So in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, girl. and so she joins the Inquisition. And so then when you go back to Haven after all of this, now they're at Haven with you. My favorite thing is if you go if you've explored Haven before Sarah joins and then you go talk to her, have you been into the basement at Haven?
No, I haven't, no.
There is a big jail cell down there and all of the prison cells are locked. And so if you talk to Sarah after exploring that, you can be like, hey, can you pick some locks for me? And she will unlock all of the prison cells down there and you can go pick them clean.
Oh, fun. Could I do that because I am a rogue?
Oh. Because
I have been picking a lot of locks.
You might be able to pick them yourself. That's true. I forgot you're a rogue.
Do you know what feels so good?
What?
There's a locked door. And I just do it. I do it myself. I don't have to click on another shitty character to do it for me. I'm not like, oh, Liliana, can you come do this? Isabella, can you come do this? It's like, no, I'll do it.
Well, rogues aren't the only ones with special abilities in this game. So this game does, unlike the others, kind of have things that are locked for each specialization.
Yeah.
So there are going to be some stuff. So you'll always have to have a rogue, a mage, and a warrior if you want to like be able to get everywhere and do everything. But that's fun.
But speak to everyone, and then Liliana pulls you aside and she's like, hey, so...
Oh, yeah.
All of the Grey Wardens are missing. Like, all of the Grey Wardens are missing.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Says, all of the Grey Wardens in Ferelden went missing, and now we've lost contact with the ones in Orlais.
Yeah. Which I imagine she's freaking out about.
Well, she says, I told it to everyone else, and they aren't freaked out about it. But Liliana knows Grey Wardens. Like, she knows them
she
intimately.
She fought in the big Grey Warden fight. She's probably like, yeah, this is fucking awful. Actually, this is really bad. And she's like, but there is one person who we do know, and it's this guy called Blackwall. So go find him. And I'm like, okay, I'm on it, champ. And she's like, okay, thank you. And then that's where I stop playing. That's where I put the game down. Yeah.
I got Blackwall. And then as I was leaving the Chantry after talking to Liliana.
Wow. This is after you said that we have to stop playing. You're a fucking cheater.
That's not what I said at all. I said that's where the quest ends, but that's not. God, fucking stab you. Oh my God. So first of all, one thing I want to like rewind a bit. The lady that you helped in the dungeon, that was the mage who was looking for elven artifacts, right? Because that's an important little bit. I don't want to make sure you mention.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And so we go in, we help her break past. That's like a barrier. There's a barrier to get into that dungeon, a magic barrier.
Mm.
She's fighting a demon. And so.
Yes.
And so we go in there and we do find the elven artifact. And Solas explains that these artifacts, if they're activated, can strengthen the veil and help us to kind of weaken these holes in them, right? And then this elven mage lady is just like, oh, and the gods left a little something for me. And Solas says something stern to her in elven, and she's like, all right, fine.
I got him to also say something stern in elven,
and she gives it to the Inquisition instead. Okay, so there's that. Fast forward, I got myself a Blackwall. And then as I was leaving the Chantry, a nice young gentleman stopped me and he was like, hey, my company wants to work for the Inquisition. My leader, the Iron Bull, is the best in the game and he wants to join you. And we had a nice little chat and he's like, you're a company man yourself, right? Like, you'll be into what we can do. I promise. We're the best. Which I loved a lot, and I hadn't even really considered that like I would have that kind of kinship with the Chargers. So
yeah, cool.
I'm really excited for that.
That's really fun.
But I'm not there. I'm saving them for last. I got Blackwall, and I haven't gotten Bull yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did go to Redcliffe, and that is where I stopped.
Redcliffe. Love Redcliffe.
Do you? So now it's people are bickering with you. Cassandra and Cullen in particular are bickering with you about how we're going to weaken the breach. We got to weaken the breach so that it can be closed. And there are two ways that are being proposed that this can happen. One is that the Templars can weaken the magic in the breach itself. and then you'll be able to close it easier.
To shut it. Yeah.
Other is that the mages can boost your power by feeding theirs into it, mm-hmm. and then strengthen you. And those are the two theories. And there's like everybody's fighting about that. Do you feel it, like you're leaning one way or the other?
So I feel so the thing is that Helwyn, she had one very harrowing day where she helped kill a lot of Templars and then subsequently a lot of mages that have been taken over by demons. So she doesn't rightly trust either of these things because she believes that they've all gone rogue.
Yeah.
So the way I'm doing this is she's always going to do what she genuinely thinks is best. But when she doesn't, when she thinks, oh, well, this is kind of a bad thing, we'll always divert to someone that she trusts the most, which is Cassandra. Because Cullen is fully a Templar. And not only, he was in the Battle of Kirkwall fighting on Meredith's side. So Helwyn doesn't trust him. Even a smidge is like, no, this guy is a Templar. Like, he is someone who, like,
he's so biased
and will fuck us over.
Yeah,
like at a drop of a hat, he's gonna fuck us over. Solas is like on the opposite end, where he's like very, very mage, but is also seems fairly neutral.
Right.
It is like, oh, we're doing this, like, no, because mages can do good stuff. So
right, he's got a reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
But Cassandra being pro siding with the mages is interesting because she's not one herself.
And that must be the best course of action then, because you're not a mage. Mm. You're almost a Templar. Like, you're pretty much a Templar, but you are saying, no, we shouldn't go with those. We should go with the mages. They'll actually help in a better way. And it's also like, and then Liliana knows from the stories and will also do whatever Liliana says to do.
Yeah.
I have Helwyn, like, she loves Varric because she's like fangirling over Varric. It's like, oh my God, he fucking wrote the books though. And it's like with the champion of Kirkwall and all that. Even though she's also like, I mean, you were also like friends with Meryl, but also didn't write Meryl in like a really positive light, just said what she did. But likes Varric in general, loves Solas, thinks Solas is great. And yeah, is a big fan of Cassandra, which is also me, a lot of things. I'm doing a lot of like, these are my pulls. Even a little bit. I think Cassandra is so cool. I really think she's the coolest woman. I think she's really great. And obviously, I think Liliana is everything. So yeah, I'm going to join mages. To help, because I don't trust Templars even a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, I think it makes sense for a Dalish elf, or just an elf in general, to, even if both sides are bad, it's both mages and Templars are bad, she as an elf can see who's being oppressed and understand you're being bad because you're oppressed and you need to correct that.
And you're rebelling against that. Yeah.
You're being bad because you got too power hungry and that's slipping and now you're trying to lash out. And it's like, and that's where she's seeing the divide as well.
Yeah.
Is in the fact that that's where mages are going. I imagine as a mage yourself, you're going mages.
I don't actually think so. I think there's a lot of,
that.
So similarly, all right. So I like bosses liking Solas because just loving talking about magic and like learning about magic from someone who mm-hmm. is also practicing out on the outskirts. It loves Varric because Varric is the only person that he's met so far who has asked him how he's been doing. Through all of this, was arrested and threatened with death. And exile and is now forced to run around closing rifts in the sky or else the world's gonna end. Varric is the only person who has said, hey, how you doing? You doing okay? That's been a lot. Yeah. Instant win in my book on that guy. liking Vivienne, even though he is not sure he really agrees with her, but like kind of sees her point, her avenue.
All a quiver with Vivienne.
Yeah. Hates Cullen. Really iffy on Cassandra. Because despite, so, I mean, he didn't choose like all of the nice, nice options with Cassandra. He was pretty gruff with her. Like, I didn't fucking do this.
Yeah.
And especially after he like followed her all through this way and like fought by her side, that she was still like, I didn't do this. It's just like, God, I'm just in as much danger as you. Like, why would I fucking be here if I was a danger to you? And that kind of hard-headedness is rubbing him the wrong way. Josephine has made an attempt to get to know him and isn't trying to push the Herald of Andraste thing on him. So he's a fan of that. Blackwall seems like the most bland guy he's ever met, but
I have a feeling that we're gonna have the same thing where I fucking love where I'm gonna love Blackwall and you're gonna not like Blackwall at all. The same thing we had with Sebastian.
Yeah.
Because also Blackwall is a Grey Warden, and that's awesome to me personally, Robin.
I love
Grey Wardens, so I'm really excited by the fact I could get a Grey Warden on the team.
And Sarah's the best person that he's ever met.
I'm excited to get to know her. I'm not a fan at the minute, but I am excited to get to know
her. You just have to rewrite a little bit of your own dialogue in your head when you're talking to Sarah and pretend you said something nice to her every once in a while.
I found her annoying. It's not that I don't agree, because I do agree. When she was talking, I was like, that's a good point. That's true. I like that. But it was all of the quips where I'm like, gang, calm yourself. She was also mean to me immediately.
She was mean to you. Yeah, she does not like elves.
It's a bad thing. It's like, whatever, I'll get over it. And I'll learn who she is. And then
she's
got a whole thing
about elves. So I think that the thing with me and the Templars is that I feel on thin ice. I'm a Qunari. I'm Talvashoth. I'm a mage. I'm surrounded by Templars. Yeah. I'm surrounded by seekers of truth. I'm surrounded by chantry folk. I'm surrounded by humans. And if I appear to be acting too comfortable, I feel like at any moment, they're just going to cut my hand off and start wailing it around Filereldon without me. And I won't really need to be here for that.
Actually, I tell you what, though. If it was me, personally me making the choice, I think I would. It's not that I would pick Templars like I'm 100% siding with Templars. The logic of the Templars train to weaken magic, and they're going to weaken the magic in the breach, and then you can close it. That reads as a more viable plan than the mages can boost your thing.
Because the magic in your hand is the same as the magic in the breach. They're matching scars. So you've got like a breach. They're just going to boost this. It's completely two sides of the same coin. Mechanically, I think.
But it sounds more loosey-goosey. It's like, it's like when they're like, oh, mages will just boost the magic in the palm and then you can do that. It's like, can mages boost magic like that? Can you just catch? Is that a thing that you can do? And it's like, that's not a thing that we've experienced in the game.
That's true. Mages just kind of boosting other people's magic.
Without like a whole ritual, and it's like, well, no one's heard of this before, so how do you expect to do that? And it's like, so when those two options were presented, I was like, well, I mean, the Templars will definitely be able to do that, because I know that
you
they
feel
train
more
for a living to do that than you guys just being kind of loosey, like, yeah, we could, yeah, I've figured it out. It's like, cool. I don't need you to figure it out, though. I need you to know what we're doing whilst we go do the thing that's going to end the world.
Yeah.
Going to need a bit more convincing.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And like, if this wasn't such like a moralistic the Templars are bad.
Like, right.
They this are is... the bad guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, if it was like a, hey, Templars, I don't want to join you. I don't want you to join the Inquisition. I need to appeal to a sect of you to be like, hey, gang, the world will end unless you help me do this. And I'm not siding with anyone right now. Help me do it. And then afterwards, then it's like, sure. But the fact that it's like a, I think the Templars are right, actually. It's like a, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think I'm doing, though. I'm not 100%.
I think it'll be sexy.
Yeah. I think I have a good justification, but then there's something that I know I'm missing out on, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be
yeah.
fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Something you know,
I can't
missing
wait to
out
hear
on,
you
like
a... talk about it. And that's going to be good.
Okay. Character stuff.
Just some of the greatest cinematics ever to be written into a video game ever.
With I doing the mages stuff?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear you talk right. about it. It's going to be good.
Okay.
All right. But I am going to go to Red Cliff first because you can explore there before choosing. So I'm going to go pick around a little bit.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to go see my guy. By my guy, I do mean Red Cliff the city.
Red Cliff the city. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I haven't been there in so long.
I know we haven't. We haven't been to Red Cliff in so long.
Do you know what also was really cool that I genuinely spent like 5 minutes doing? When you go to the war table and you look at Ferelden, I was like, oh my God, look, that's us in Haven there.
Yeah.
Look over there. That's the Lake Calahad. That's like where we had all those adventures.
Have you done any fun? War table quests?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't quite gotten on top of the mechanics of how things kind of work. So I haven't done anything there. No,
yeah.
Not yet.
I've done a couple
a lot
little
of
things.
Next time.
I got I've asked Cullen to go and fetch a recipe for a special bomb for Sarah. That is just
fun.
A bomb that's gonna explode bees.
I tell you what, on my original playthrough, I equipped that and I never unequipped it. That shit's so funny.
It's so fun.
Inflicting people with the status effect bees is the best shit ever.
It's so good.
It's so
I did that.
Funny.
I got a message from my company asking for some help. We helped them out. And I got a couple of quests about Hardin Hightown, his Varric's manuscripts.
Yep.
Being plagiarized, so we're helping out with that. there are some fun ones. There's some other little political things like trying to address. I have Josephine working on trying to address our image.
That's good.
Spreading some new rumors about us to make us look better.
Ooh.
And just little things like that. And then those things just like happen in the background. But I genuinely do encourage you and all the listeners too. They can very easily become a thing you just click on and forget. I truly think they add to the story. They're not that long, most of them. Give them a read. And read like what which person you're choosing. Read what they're gonna do because some of them do have bad consequences. If you pick the wrong person to address an issue, sometimes it goes badly. Like give it a read what they're proposing, because it's like you click on the thing to read the problem and then your three advisors, Josephine, Liliana, and Cullen, pitch an idea on how to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to pick. Sometimes it'll only be one of them is available, or it'll only be two of them is available, or sometimes it's all three of them and they all have a different pitch. But just kind of give it a think. I know it's like it seems like a mindless codex entry thing, but I genuinely think it makes the game more fun if you actively engage with it.
I will do that, but my offshoot is that I won't read any on the floor codex entries in
that's
this game.
Fine. I don't think
100,000 of them.
I don't think
that's
they add
payment.
Much to the game. Yeah. The like world codex entries, if they are important, your companions comment on them after you pick them up.
Perfect.
And that is a good, that's like a good sign if you want to like know which ones you should look at. If you pick it up and your companions make a comment in the world, like you might want to go look at that one, but they will say like they'll say the important thing basically. Mm. I fucking love it. Oh, have you talked to Cassandra about the Seekers of Truth much yet?
No, I haven't. I couldn't find her. Admittedly, I didn't look super hard.
She's right by where Cullen is, where the like training grounds are. She's just where Cullen is like at the head of the camp where they're fighting. She's like on the side of it.
Very good.
And she's there, and you can get to know her a little bit. You can find out about her. You'll find out about her Navarin history, which we learned in Dragon Age Redemption.
We did
A little bit through that through Karlak's backstory.
Through Karlak's backstory, I just forgot that that's who she was to us.
All right, so I'm gonna wait till you talk to her because I have some comments about that. I have some thoughts that I want to discuss when we get to that. I think that's my god, is that it?
We gotta pick a side now.
Yeah.
What's our sign off?
I'm just realizing I don't know.
We don't have. Is there like a sign of the Inquisition? Because now they're no longer pathetic, dork, shitty fucking losers.
Right.
Now they're cool Inquisition people.
I'm gonna go.
There was another comment.
There is. The Inquisition does have a motto.
Does it not good? It's no Grey Wardens.
No, it's pretty. I think it's good. It's just, I think it's short, which is not a bad thing necessarily. But it's Into Darkness Unafraid.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It is pretty badass.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to do that then?
I think we should do that with the caveat that if I find one better, I might pitch it. But I think it's pretty good. Well, I think it's pretty good.
Well, Inquisition, let's gather around the war table.
Yeah.
And say it together. You have to start it, because I'm not allowed to do it till the last episode. It's Into Darkness Unafraid, right?
Yes.
Okay, everyone gather around the war table. We're doing it.
Yeah.
All right.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Into Darkness.
Into Darkness.
Unafraid.
There we go. It's kind of cute.
It
we
is
don't
cute.
Berate them for 20 minutes beforehand, but I do like
we
it.
We don't. Not anymore. Sorry.
They've gained
sorry
our
to some of you.
Fun.